This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a gap in this economy between the economic fortunes of college-educated workers and the nearly two-thirds of Americans without a degree. And that gap has been getting wider for decades now. Part of that is the way the economy has changed from manufacturing to services. But another part of it is something called degree inflation. That an increasing number of well-paying jobs require college degrees, even jobs that didn't used to. And a couple of new studies show just how many workers have been affected by that and what companies are doing about it. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that story.
Growing up, Nadira Harris had a clear vision for her future.
I just had this blueprint that I was going to go to school, get a degree, get the job.
She dreamed of becoming a filmmaker. And in 2013, began pursuing degrees in film and journalism at Hampton University in Virginia. But a couple years into her studies, financial difficulties forced her to leave the program.
I was crushed. I felt like everything I ever worked for was down the drain because I wasn't able to finish my bachelor's degree program.
That's when she found Year Up, a nonprofit tuition-free job training program that eventually led to an apprenticeship with Accenture, a multinational business services firm.
It was like the doors of heaven just opened. It was like, ta-da!
Harris got on-the-job training, working as a business analyst on a team developing an app. In 2019, she was hired full-time by Accenture and, about a year ago, promoted to senior marketing analyst, a role with an average $84,000 salary, according to Glassdoor.
It just allowed me to get my second chance and show what I'm really made of, you know?
And yet too many people are missing out on these kinds of opportunities, says Papia DeBroy, who leads research at the nonprofit Opportunity at Work.
There are more than 70 million workers in our U.S. labor force today who are skilled through alternative routes.
Stars, as she calls them, have been increasingly excluded from upwardly mobile jobs, roles in computer support, healthcare, sales. They used to be filled by a greater share of workers without college degrees. But over the last 20 years, the numbers have dwindled.
That decline actually translated to stars being displaced from almost 7.5 million jobs.
The biggest shift happened after the Great Recession, when high unemployment, even among college graduates, meant competition for all jobs was fierce. But even as the job market improved, degree requirements often persisted. Joseph Fuller at Harvard Business School says there's one big reason.
The ubiquity of applicant tracking systems, AI to winnow down a big pool of applicants into a smaller pool of candidates.
With the advent of online hiring, companies often get hundreds of applications for each job and usually interview fewer than 10 candidates. So in the name of efficiency, Fuller says, employers use a college degree as a proxy to filter applications for all kinds of technical and social skills.
It's looking at candidates in this binary 1-0 way.
Now, it's a hot job market, so an increasing number of companies are moving away from this binary thinking, like Nadira Harris's employer, Accenture, where nearly half of all jobs don't require a college degree, from cybersecurity analysts to project managers. Accenture North America CEO Jimmy Etheridge says employers need to think differently about how they look for talent. For instance, he says people with a customer service background often have great people skills.
It's easier to teach them the technology, and they already have amazing skills for doing client and customer interaction.
To teach tech skills, Accenture expanded its apprenticeship program from a small corporate responsibility initiative with about 10 participants 5 years ago to a major pipeline of talent with hundreds of graduates. Nadira Harris says she still wants to go back to school and earn that degree someday, but when it makes sense for her.
I think it's always a cutoff. Like, if you don't get the degree, you're never going to be anything in life. And it's just like, no, that's not it.
She has a good job, one that calls on her passion for communication and offers her opportunities for growth. But she didn't have to graduate college to get it. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.